Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I need you to be encouraged because I need encouragement to survive. I think that we are a society that are, you know, built on works. We want to be established so we can have our names written in the credit. But what good is it for us to be a founder of something if we're not found in God? Because when I take my personal time to study people who are well-respected, I've learned that the respected people still struggle with insecurities, imposter syndrome, because they didn't take the time to know themselves. And the best thing you could do is to get familiar with who you are as a person. So you should be the most studied person of all times in your mind, in your heart, right? You should never put someone else as your full focus and make an idol of that person, because guess what? You are the big deal. You are the groundbreaking person that you're waiting to see. The characteristics that you admire in someone else also are the characteristics that are embedded in you if you give yourself the opportunity to see yourself. And to do that, you have to allow your output to be words of a person who is utterly honest about where they are. And let your input be words of transparency. Today's episode is, we're going to talk about transparency. So if you are a person that likes to come and stay a while with us, welcome back. If you're new, welcome. Listen, I like to take the listeners on the journey of me staying encouraged as I'm growing into Honey, as I'm growing into Queen Lady Honey. And I know that I cannot become Queen Lady Honey if I'm not decided to be this woman at all times. I can't be the person that I admire on TV. I can't be the person that I read about. When I wake up and my eyes open, I have the opportunity to be me, and that's it. So I'm not going to waste my time telling myself that there's someone better than I am. I found a better way to use my time, and that is to uplift my woman. No matter what my circumstances are, no matter what my past transgressions were, here I am today to be the woman that I was called to be. My yesterdays are cast in a sea of forgetfulness because I need a God to help me. I need a Holy Spirit to be my advocate. I'm not out here pretending that I'm my own equalizer. And so with that being said, that's why I'm able to lean on transparency. And that has become my super sauce. And, you know, when you think about transparency, it's defined this way: the quality of allowing light to pass through so that objects behind can be distinctly seen. So I allow my honesty to be seen by those who don't even know me yet. So when you think about code switching, I cannot afford to code switch. Because it could be that broken state, that vulnerable state that I'm in, that a person can come and that state could speak more to a person than me being masked before my brother or sister. I do not want to trick my neighbor into thinking that I'm in a place that I'm not yet. Henceforth, the reason why I have this podcast, because you shall be able to hear the growth development process. And you should be able to say, I like her self-betterment. It takes a mighty warrior to get on this microphone and say, you know, I'm striving to be this phenomenal woman. I'm hoping that my conduct and my mannerisms hold up so I can keep my end of the bargain. But when times get hard, I also have options to opt out of who I know I am. And I have done that, and I don't like when I compromise. And so instead of hiding my hands, I have to talk to somebody about me going against who I am. See, the worst thing you can do is cross yourself. For me to cross over to become more of my kingdom identity, I can't get there pretending not to be hurt or wounded. So I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, we're not put on this earth to be able to give off this impression that we're good without God. Because I know that is a bold-faced lie. I've never seen someone better off without God. I've never seen someone's family thrive without God. I've never seen a marriage come alive without God. I've never seen a man take accountability without God. I've never seen a woman have respect on her tongue without God. I've never seen restoration without God, redemption without God. I've never seen a person be loosed from demonic activity without God. And the only reason those people are healed or in a better place is because they had to be transparent about their current suffering. And that volume had to be loud enough for them to be heard. Because when you are a mute is not heard. You know, I have some people that say, well, you know, I've been this way for a long time. I'm like, so you rather die in silent suffering? Not suffering that benefits you, silent suffering that hides you from yourself? What kind of love triangle of misery is that? Because transparency is the quality of allowing light to pass through, so that the objects behind you can see the light. So when I walk into a space and someone asks me, how are you doing today? My default response was, I'm good. But sometimes I say, I'm recovering from sadness. Whatever it is, I'm not trying to put off an impression that life is not heavy, that this growth development is easy. I want people to know that in the midst of great difficulty, still I rise. When I've never seen a phenomenal woman, still I rise. When I've never seen a man be consistent in my life, still I rise. When I didn't see the help come to help me with my children, still I rise. When I had to go before the throne and say, God, yes, I did this, 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 and that, still I rise. The only reason that I rose is because I exposed that I was terrorizing people with my misery. And when I spoke that way, come on, somebody, I allowed a quality of light to come through. And when I saw light come through my eyes, my hazel eyes came alive again. They weren't dull. My ears were sharp again. I could hear the sounds of my good shepherd. And I was able to learn that I'm not just connected to my bloodline. I'm also connected to the kingdom. I am an heir to the throne. So when God say, you are my people, that's a capital M, lowercase y, people. I'm not trying to claim to be any other possession other than a child of God. Do you hear me? And as I do that, I don't have to pretend like I'm being loved well when I know that I'm living in hell. I have gotten the opportunity to really love me in a single season. And that single season, for some people, you don't know what it feels like to have years of channeling through your thoughts and seeing yourself to be the limiter, that you're limiting yourself from becoming a powerful person all because of an abuser, all because all you've learned is to be an accuser. Instead of accusing people, I just take the opportunity to turn the light on myself. And when the light is on me, my output is transparency, because I want all to come around to see. There is nothing to hide when I have the blood of Christ dripping from my brow. God knows that I'm not perfect. God knows that I need him. God knows that I'm dwelling in a safe place so that I can become a person who stopped responding to tragedy as if I'm waiting for a victory, because God has already told me I'm not fighting for victory, I'm fighting from victory. That has leveled up my mindset. So when I get around powerful people, I don't treat that powerful person as they are the most powerful person I've ever met, because I sit with the King, the all-knowing God, the God that knows this person that's in position of authority. He knows their secrets. Right? So the fact that God knows us, the fact that God sees us, I just walk solo in my transparency. And it's working, people. Not only is it working, it's healing me. So when you say, when you at the end of your day, you're like, oh, this is killing me. I can't believe, oh, yet again, this happened. When things don't go right in my life, I'm like, man, God has chosen me today to experience him in a new way. Do you know that when you're inconvenienced, all God is trying to do is to get you to see him? For you to say, man, God, you want to come love on me this way today? I wonder how you're going to be a keeper today. I wonder how you're going to be a Jehovah Jireh. How are you going to be a God of provision? God, how can you get peace out of this storyline? See, we come to God with these mid expectations, but I come to God with high expectations. Why not? He has high expectations of me. If you ever read your word, God wants you to stretch your mindset. He wants you to pull down the person that you are because there is quality in that. And when God qualifies you, guess what? You get to see that light. And as other people are coming around you, those objects or those bodies, they can distinctively see that you are light. See, darkness says, I got it all together. I don't need no help. I don't need anybody. So just let my money be enough. Let my title be enough. You know, let this house be enough. Let this marriage be enough. Let this ring be enough. Let this covenant be enough. Aren't I a good enough person right now? If you say so. But I'm telling you, only you know the truth about your mindset. Only you know exactly who you are and where you are. And I'm concerned that you could be terribly wrong about you being okay. And all it would take is for you to trust that transparency, it won't hold you back. It actually will pull you forward. And it's just like you're reaching your hand out to God and say, Jesus, come. Save me from the mindset that I could do this solo. Save me from wanting to be my ultimate hero. For people to give me the praise and recognition like, oh, you did it all by yourself. So I could sit on a platform and say, look what I've done. Knowing that internally you are empty and you don't know who you are. I'd rather allow my power move to be that I arrive to this place being exactly who I am as I am. I don't want to play myself out of living a life of good. I know that God, he doesn't have a life that he hasn't planned for me to prosper. God has an expected end for me. And for me to get to that expected end, I want to know who I am. I don't want to spend my life getting to know everyone else around me and I don't know who I am. Could you imagine being in a relationship with someone and you're loving them, you're sharing your womb if you're a woman or man, you're sharing things with a lady? And then at the end of the day, after years of giving, all they have is a complaint about you. I shall not be reduced down because of the words of someone else about who I am. I will not give someone else that much control over my identity. It is who I am. It's the words I speak that allows me to know who I am. We should never give people that much power. We should never get around people and be afraid to say that I'm hurting right now. Can you pray for me? That I'm suicidal. And people just to not stop and hear us out or to ask us how do you want us to serve you? What's your capacity? Do you need to come to my house? I have an empty room. What do you need? We have a world of hurting people. And the reason we have that is because we have not created a safe place for transparency. Because when people tell you exactly what they have going on, we judge it. We judge it because we don't even know ourselves. We don't know how much of a wreck we are. If we weren't broken, we wouldn't need Christ Jesus. We need a king to save us on a daily basis. Jesus is still interceding today. He died years ago. Because we are naive, we'll walk off with someone that will beat us upside the head, that will verbally abuse us, that will neglect us day in and day out, and we will die on the inside and say, well, this is the best life has to offer me. I don't tell myself that. I don't tell myself that someone belittling me is the best that life has to offer me. I tell myself that how I treat myself, my woman, is what I'll attract to my woman. And as I've been more kind to myself, more respectful as a lady, I've attracted respectful, lady-like women. And I've also attracted respectful gentlemen. So if you are a person out there and you don't see that the quality of allowing your light to shine to be a good thing, I'm telling you that your darkness is not something that you really want to be the frequency to go out to other people, because the wrong person will see your darkness, will see your lack of knowledge about who you are, and they will use it against you. They will use you up. And in them using you up, they will take you to a place that you never hoped to arrive to. And that's a desert place. The only thing that keeps people from taking you to a desert is that you have to be a person of abundance that is standing in a personality and a character that gives off that you are standing in a promised land of milk and honey, ever flowing of steadfast self-love, steadfast self-awareness, steadfast self-regulation, steadfast self-esteem. And the only way that you get to be that person is if you tell yourself, I'm willing to belly crawl through this depression, through this anxiety, through this worrisome mind to get to the other side of my problematic circumstance. You're not going to get there if you believe that you are the equalizer and you don't need a light to disrupt that darkness. There is no person on the place of the planet that has made it out of their darkness without a cry for help. That's why the Lord said it was not good for Adam to be alone. He needed community. You need community. We need community of the Holy Spirit. We have to invite the Holy Spirit in our lives, because there is times when man is going to get weak. There is times where man will be satisfied with a bank account. There are times when man will be satisfied with a title. And Jesus will say, I don't care nothing about your entitlement. You better get yourself to a place of transparency. And you have to get yourself to a place of vulnerability to let that light shine. And when that light shines, brother and sister, that is the power move that will move you and yank you out of darkness and place your feet on a new firm foundation of transparency. And the more that you are transparent, those limiter beliefs will fall to the wayside, and you will let every dark thing go. The person that said they love you, you will see that they hate you. You will see the people that cursed you. You will be able to see those demonic spirits flee because they can't live on inside of someone who's liberated. Come on, somebody. I am a woman who stands behind the gift of transparency, because in the gift of transparency, you find your fighter. But if you lay in darkness, I promise you, all you will know is defeat. The only way back to your fighter is transparency. The only way to call it like it is to be transparent. The only way to have boundaries and standards is to be transparent. Stop letting people play with you by you stop playing with yourself by lying to yourself about where you really are. And I'm saying these things because I love you. Grab a hold to some standards. Because when you do, baby, you have some rules and regulations that those in the world have to live by. And in closing, I like to freestyle. I like to say to God, thank you so much for transparency. You have been the best parent that have transported me over to a new mindset of growth. And in that growth, I have been able to let go of the trembling beliefs that I deserve to be a doormat, that I deserve to put other people before me. But God, like I said, here I rise. Here I am to see every part of me. I will hunt down every area of weakness, and I will trap that weakness by bringing it into your marvelous light. Oh, what a sight to see. I get to see my God be a fighter yet again and to defeat the part of me that was full of void, full of shame, and full of guilt. And I get to see you, God, to light my light again with who you are. And you get to remind me that I belong to you. I am yours forever and ever, God, my everlasting God. And again, y'all, I am Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.